Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We rejoice in Him and are glad in Him, and we give Him the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 69 and verse 16. It reads, "Answer me, O Lord, for your steadfast love is good. According to your abundant mercy, turn to me." You know, my dear brothers and sisters, Psalmist David was a man after God's own heart. And he became a man after God's own heart because he diligently sought God. He worshipped God, even though he was in the jungles tending to the flock of the father's flock and the sheep and everything else. But he waited on God. He trusted in God. He depended on God. He had his own personal experiences of killing the lion and the bear and rescuing the sheep of his father's flock. And so he had experience, right? And my dear brothers and sisters, that's what God wants us to understand, that he will always lead us and guide us and bless us. And I like that when he says, "Lord God Almighty, answer me out of the goodness of your love, in your great mercy, turn to me." He's asking for the eyes of God and the thought of God to be towards David. And my dear brothers and sisters, we can also call upon the Lord God Almighty and ask Him for the same. I remember, in fact, I read about Charles Spurgeon, right? And Charles Spurgeon is known as the Prince of Preachers of the 19th century. He labored for more than 20 years on his unrivaled commentary of the Psalms, a 7-volume work entitled The Treasury of David. And he writes, "Only those who have meditated profoundly upon the Psalms can have any adequate conception of the wealth they contain." Meditate on this comment that Mr. Spurgeon made about Psalm 23, the basis that we will always focus our attention and focus ourselves completely on our Jehovah. He writes, "The sweetest word of the whole is that monosyllable, my. He does not say, 'The Lord is the shepherd of the world at large, and leadeth forth the multitude as his flock.' If he is a shepherd to no one else, he is a shepherd to me. He cares for me, watches over me, and preserves me. The words are in the present tense. Whatever be the believer's position, he is even now under the pastoral care of our Jehovah." My dear brothers and sisters, take heart. You may go through the valley of shadow of death, but you will fear no evil because the Lord is with you. His rod and his staff will comfort you. He will bless you abundantly. I like what the Bible says in the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse 13. "Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people, which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation." God will guide you, lead you. Be assured of that. And continue to worship Jehovah. Meditate upon Psalm 23. Sing the Psalm 23. Let that become so real to you that the Lord God Almighty is your shepherd. He is my shepherd. He will lead me. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for the assurance that your Spirit gives us. Thank you for the assurance that your Word gives us, the hope that we receive, the assurance of faith that we receive, that we can walk steadfastly in the love of God, knowing for sure that our Jehovah leads us. He is our good shepherd. He will lead us besides the still waters and green pastures. He will never fail us. Lord, your word has promised you will never fail us. You will never forsake us. Till the end of this age, you will always be with us. And I pray that today you will reveal yourself unto your people in a greater measure. Lord God Almighty, I lift up the flock into your hands. They are precious to you. And I pray that you will bless them. Be with them, O Father. Uphold them with your right righteous hand as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the daily chores. I pray that your great grace and glory will abound upon them. And you will bless them, O Father. Keep them from the evil one. I also pray for the ones who are struggling in their health conditions. I pray their struggle will be over in the name of Jesus. For you bore their sin and you bore their sickness on the cross of Calvary. And by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And therefore, Father, I release your healing virtue to flow upon their bodies, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, that they will be made whole. And we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and God be with you. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.